Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 6th of August of 2024. Beautiful start here in downtown Wausau at our Bull Falls Radio Studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Fair skies, 58 degrees. Again, just a gorgeous, gorgeous start here this morning. Lots of sunshine. The rain has blown through and we're ready to go. Another edition of the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us again by going online. You can have a video stream. If you go to facebook.com, go to the Bull Falls Radio page, and then click on the video. You can see me in the studio here on this Tuesday morning. You can also join us by making comments, asking questions on Facebook, or by calling or texting us. We have a call and text line, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Call us, text us, let your voice be heard. That is important to us. We will discuss a whole bunch of different issues here this morning. We will have a guest coming up here in just a little bit. In fact, a couple of guests coming up in just a little bit. But we want your voice to be heard as well. So again, call or text 715-382-9297. And you can also call or text us or send us an email or check out our website on the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Just go to your app store, search out Civic Media, download the app, and then you have all 20 of the Civic Media radio stations at your fingertips. You open it up. The fifth one down is Bull Falls Radio. You open it up, you'll get a audio stream, be able to listen to us wherever you may be. You'll be able to have a push of the button to get to our website or to send us an email and to call and text us as well. So again, let your voice be heard here on this program. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we will be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merloa. Again, lots of rain last night. Boy, again, as I was laying in bed last night, heard the rain just pouring from outside. And we had a lot of rain yesterday. Again, it seems as though when we do get rain, it comes down in buckets. We'll find out how much rain we received, if there was any flooding or anything else we should know about with Brittany Merloa coming up at 8:20 this morning. And then after that, at the bottom of the hour, just after our information update at the bottom of the hour at 8:34 a.m., I will be joined by 87th Assembly District Democratic candidate Bill Swatala. He is the Democratic candidate. It looks as though he will be the person that is moving on after the primary. No other announced candidates on the Democratic side in the 87th. The Republicans do have a competitive primary. We heard from one of their candidates just last week, Corey Sillers, Wausau School Board member. He is going up against Mosinee Mayor Brent Jacobson for the right to be the Republican nominee and go up against Bill Swatala. So we'll get a chance to hear from the Democratic candidate, Bill Swatala, 87th Assembly District here in the state of Wisconsin, coming up at 8:34 a.m. So again, big first hour on tap here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Before we go any further, need to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Also, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Absolutely. Also, a good morning to our intern who is with us on Tuesdays and Fridays, Aiden Bennett. So I know he's over in your room as well, the producer room. So good
we'll
to have
him on the board very shortly.
Absolutely. So we'll look forward to that as well. But, man, it was a Monday that, as I said, we got, again, a lot of rain.
But it was very nice to fall asleep to.
It certainly was. And even this morning coming, going outside, going after the rain with the sun now and the chillier temperatures to begin the morning, it was just refreshing. It really was a refreshing walk to the car, to walk from the parking ramp over here to the studio. Indeed. So, yeah, absolutely. Just a terrific start here this morning. I know that, again, you had rehearsal last night. Number one,
yes.
We'll talk about that. But number two, I would like to thank you. I haven't had a chance. I was running around so much to get on with Pat this morning. Did not really have an opportunity to say much to you before we got underway, but I did get a text from your director last night.
Good, so she reached out to you.
She did.
I gave her all the information yesterday.
And have not specifically set up our times for next week, but I think we've taken that first step. She's going to check in, get some cast members, and then make sure on the times that I had given. Mm. I think sometime early next week before the opening of your show next Thursday.
Fantastic.
But the plan is to have members of the cast of your show, Teaming with the Shrew, mm-hmm. which is more the adult show in terms of the actors, the performers.
It's for all ages, but it features a mostly adult
exactly. cast. And then you have a cast full of young people as well with A Midsummer Night's Dream, mm-hmm. an opportunity for young folks to be in a Shakespeare play. So we'll have one day some members of your cast for your show. And then on the other day, we'll have some members, I think, of the cast for A Midsummer Night's Dream.
So, oh, fantastic.
Well, the plan is, again, we have to put the final details together on that, but we'll look forward to having those folks, those performers, in early next week and give more information and hopefully help get a huge crowd for your shows next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
So, again... And I see, I think Bill is over at the door. So if one of you boys could go over there open up our doors, we will. In fact, if you're looking right now at our video stream, you can actually see over my shoulder through a window to the door, and you see somebody out at the door and wants to get in. And I think it's Bill Swatala who will be our guest at the bottom of the hour. So
it's always nice when they show up early.
It is. And also in terms of the door. I'm not going to share any of our secrets about our door, but
yes.
Even when we don't have it locked, it can be hard to get into. And actually, that's probably a pretty good thing.
So you still have to keep an eye on the door.
Exactly. So it's like I'm looking. I can actually see there's a reflection on the window that I look at to see you. I can see the reflection because of the sunshine of the door. So it's almost like I don't even have to turn around. I don't have to look, but I can see if there's somebody at the door. And it looks like I have some kind of superpower, but no, it's just the reflection as I look at you because I can be looking straight at you and I'll say, hey, there's somebody at the door. Go and answer the door. So,
that's right.
Okay. So, you had another rehearsal last night. Did things go well?
Well, you know how you go into the weekend and you just... After a Friday rehearsal, and you're feeling pretty good about your lines, you take a few days off, and then you come back on Monday, and you're ready to get back into it. That was not the case yesterday. We were struggling with a lot of our lines.
Oh, geez.
Well, it's just, I had my lines. I just had a little trouble getting them out because I think I was a little more nervous, and my stuttering was acting up just a little bit. So I was a little... hesitant on some of my lines, but I'm going to make sure I do some extra practice of my lines outside of rehearsal so that when I get to rehearsal, I just focus on my character. But last night was a little rough.
Well, the thing about
it for me,
is, yeah,
for everybody, but everybody else has a lot of lines, so it's understandable.
Frankly, with my experience with it, if you don't have any issues at this point, that's not a great thing either, because all of a sudden you think you got it when frankly at this point of the production you shouldn't have it. I mean, there still should be a lot of work to be done. You can't settle that, say, okay, I have got this role down and I'm not going to try to stride forward and make any other improvements. No, you got to keep on trying to find those little moments, those little movements, those little pieces of the character all the way up until next Thursday when you hit the stage for the first time in a production. So I don't think it's a bad thing at all to have some hiccups as you continue in the process, especially when you've just had two or three rehearsals now off a book. So, I mean, I'd be shocked if it was otherwise, because, again, if you think you have a perfect show at this point, then you're deluding yourself, to be honest.
Sure. You're a little too overconfident in yourself.
Exactly,
absolutely.
Exactly. So hopefully tonight will be a stride forward, and hopefully you'll be able to continue taking those strides forward. And again, the shows are next week, so we're just over a week away. Thursday the 15th, Friday the 16th, Saturday the 17th. And also, again, if you're somebody who's never seen a show outside, this is really an opportunity, because most of the time you're
it's
in
really
either
amazing.
The Grand Theater or one of the high school theater buildings or whatever it may be. But this is outdoor Shakespeare in the Park, not one, but two opportunities each of those days, one show in the afternoon, one show in the evening. And again, it's what's the name of the park that you're going to be performing at?
It's at a Stuart her park in Wausau. It's close by the Leahkahy Woodson Art Museum. It's kind of on a little bit of a hill, but the seating area for the stage itself is actually very open and very close to all the action. So it's a really good opportunity to see outdoor theater, and I'm crossing my fingers that the weather is going to be nice next week, because, you know, with
you
with
never
all our costumes
know
we have to deal with. It might be a little stuffy,
and you certainly
just
don't want you don't want a drencher either. We've had these drenchers, so let's
no, I don't
knock
want
on wood that everything looks good for next week.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the weather, coming up in just a couple of moments, we will be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. We will get the details on how much rain we had last evening here in central Wisconsin, and the details on what looks to be just a gorgeous Tuesday and a pretty gorgeous week coming up here in the Wausau area. So Brittany Merlot is coming up, and then after that, we will be talking to one of the candidates for the 87th Assembly District, Democratic candidate Bill Spitala. He'll be joining us coming up at 8:34. I'm Chad Holmes. It is Tuesday. The sun is shining. Beautiful start here in downtown Wausau. 58 degrees is the temperature. More on the weather with Brittany coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again also at our Facebook page, facebook.com, Bow Falls Radio. Can see a video stream there as well. Again, some breaking news this morning, just before we came on the air, some of the reports have come out that the Democratic presumptive nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, has decided to come to the Midwest for her vice presidential running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. We'll have more on this as we continue, but one real quick note. The first vice president from Minnesota, there's been a couple. There was Walter Mondale back in the late 70s, but the first one was Hubert Humphrey, elected in 1964 with Lyndon Johnson. 1964 was the same year that both Kamala Harris and Tim Walz were born. So, little trivia as we get this breaking news here this morning. But let's turn our attention as I look to my right. I look outside, and it is a beautiful morning here in north central Wisconsin at our studios here in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Nothing but sunshine, a very, very, very moderate temperature of 58 degrees after a lot of rain yesterday. So a lot to talk about with the weather, and the person who has all the details, of course, is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Isn't it a nice fall vibe that we've had?
It is. And actually, it's kind of interesting because something I keep a very close eye on is high school sports. And today is the first day of high school football practice.
So, is it?
And there's teams out there in the morning because they're not in school yet. And I'm thinking this is ultimately perfect for those guys in the pads to get out there, and actually the pads are not really on the first day, but still running around, you don't want it to be hot and humid, you want to break them in nicely. This is perfect football practice weather to get things underway.
Oh, it sure is. And you know what? I've actually practiced with a high school football team before. I did it for a news story, and you're right. Those pads are rough. So I cannot imagine that in the humidity that we had just over the weekend. So
All right.
beautiful.
I got to ask you then, if you were in the pads of practice, were you the hitter or the hitty?
I don't know what I was doing. I was hitting different things, running
Oh,
through like different.
yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about exactly. Going up against the bags and going through
Yes.
these, and the running backs go through this little drill, like four arms. They're basically just pads. You run right through them, but you have to have a little bit of momentum or else it will stop you. So you have to keep.
You do.
No, you got to share that video sometime. I think that would be interesting to see.
Oh, goodness. Well, I struggled putting the pads on, then getting the jersey over the pads. I needed help. I tried kicking a field goal.
Oh.
Props to the kickers.
Before we talk about today and the rest of the week, which looks so nice, yesterday again, I mean, man, I was
Oh.
laying in bed last night, could hear that rain coming down hard again. We had drenchers. We had some flood advisories out there throughout central Wisconsin. Do you know by chance how much rain we got here in the Wausau area last night?
So a lot of places actually only picked up around a half an inch, but Athletic Park came in at 1.3 inches of rainfall. So anywhere from a half an inch to just under 1.5 inches. So some decent amount. And down south, they definitely got 1 to 2 inches of rainfall, some high winds as well. We avoided all of that, thankfully. There's trees down and power outages just on the east side of Madison this morning. So we avoided the worst of it, just some puddles out there this morning, but a beautiful sunny day ahead of us with some crisp, dry breezes is going to really evaporate any of those puddles that are still out there. So we are looking at highs today at about 76 degrees. Perfect.
And also, I was looking ahead, and this spring and now into the summer, we've not had a lot of long stretches without that rain. It's just been a pattern here. We've had rain come through, then we've had some really nice days, and then had some rain come through. It looks like we're going to get into a stretch of some just really, really nice weather, aren't we?
Yes, we are. The humidity is gone and it's not going to be creeping back in for at least another week or two. So this means comfortable temperatures, highs in the mid to upper 70s as we close out this week. Then as we go into the weekend, we actually fall to the low 70s for Friday and Saturday before we flirt with 80 by Sunday. But just gorgeous, crisp air because the wind's staying out of the north, pulling in that Canadian air mass. Sunshine abundant. The only chances of some light rain last probably Wednesday night into Thursday morning, but it is going to be very light, very minor, very scattered, nothing like we've been seeing. So, just a gorgeous week ahead. I mean, like you mentioned, the only other time I can think it was this calm was 2 weeks ago when we had that EAA week and it was just sunny and pretty crisp nights. Other than that, I haven't had a break.
And you want us to have a little, you want again, have. When it's easy, we call it San Diego weather, where those meteorologists would just show up every night on the newscast. All right, it's going to be sunny and in the 70s.
They could probably pre-record that like months in advance, like sunny and 70, sunny and 70.
Sunny and 70s, where's my check?
Yes.
But you
not
have been,
Wisconsin.
Yeah, you've been forced to work. Oh, one other, I was, again, laying, listening to the rain last night, and there's some sort of a mathematical equation where if you get 1 inch of rain, that would be the equivalent of, I don't know if it's a 10 inches of snow or something like that. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, so there is the snow ratios where it could be 10 to 1 or 5 to 1. It really depends on the temperature. You know, the warmer it is, the closer it is to that 32 degrees, the fluffier, the more snow you're going to have, the more water ratio. And then as it gets lighter and drier, that's not as much. So, yep, that is kind of what happens, but it does change for the temperature. So I
Okay.
couldn't tell you exactly what that would be technically for winter.
I've got to stop thinking about winter though. I've been thinking about winter too much, and we're in August. We got to
Yeah.
stop doing that. But I was thinking, yeah, if we got an inch of rain here, if it was in the middle of winter, we'd be digging it out tomorrow morning. I'm already dreading waking up in the morning and digging out to get to work. My mind is running way too fast. I got to take a step back, like you, and now calm down. Enjoy the weather here in August. Enjoy the summer because it will be here soon enough.
Yes, don't worry. We still got some warm stretches, some nice fall days, all of that ahead. of that dreaded S word.
Fantastic. Well, Brittany, again, thanks for all the information. Enjoy this beautiful Tuesday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Again, right now in downtown Wausau, temperature 58 degrees under plenty of sunshine. The winds are out of the north at 6 miles per hour. The dew point is 52 degrees, relative humidity of 81%, the barometer at 30.12 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. So, again, if you're somebody that enjoys the outdoor activities, get out there, enjoy them today throughout the week. In fact, again, as I look at the forecast, it looks like a lot of sun and a lot of really moderate temperatures for the next week or so. Coming up, we will find out the latest information. Again, the breaking news this morning, Kamala Harris deciding on a vice presidential candidate. We'll get the latest news headlines from CBS. We will have Terry Bell with the latest news from Civic Media and Wisconsin. And then Brittany will have local news and sports. I should say news and weather. And then Mike Clemens will have the latest in sports. So all the information you need, top and bottom of every hour here on Bow Falls Radio. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, we are also available by going to facebook.com, the Bow Falls Radio page, and we have a video stream there as well. Well, we are just 1 week away from the primary election. Yep, it's 2024, very busy year, of course, primary election in 1 week, and then the general election coming up in November. And one man that is not going to have to sweat next Tuesday night because not a primary opponent, but still running for office. State Assembly, 87th District here in central Wisconsin, Democratic candidate Bill Svitala. Bill, thank you for coming on by and talking about your campaign.
Well, thank you for having me. And I don't know if I would say I'm not going to sweat, because you always sweat.
You're right. That's one of the personality traits of any candidate for office, obviously. But you are running for the 87th, and I had a chance to talk to a Republican candidate just last week, Corey Sillars. He has a primary with Mozanie Mayor Brent Jacobson. The first question I tend to ask the candidates is a little bit about the background. Could you give us a little background on where you live, maybe your work experience, political experience, the thumbnail sketch for voters to get a little sense of who you are?
Well, I don't know how long you want this to be, but so I started
the abridged version.
I started in Wittenberg. You know, I'm the village president of Wittenberg, and I started that because, you know, I wanted to help people, and the gentleman that was doing it was pretty controlling, and he wanted to police Wittenberg, and I'm self-employed. I've been self-employed most of my life. I'm a florist right now. I've been I've owned a coffee shop, a restaurant for about 12 years in the middle of there. So you know, Wittenberg has been real important to me. So I became the village president pretty easily because, like I said, the gentleman I was running against was pretty controlling, and people seemed to like my ideas better than his. So then one day a lady said to me, well, why don't you run for a supervisor, Shawnee County supervisor? And I went, well, what is a Shawnee County supervisor? Because I never planned on being in politics, period, anywhere. So I did that. And I got elected to that. It was pretty easy. I haven't had an opponent, so I don't have to work
too
hard.
They're all afraid of you, right?
They're all afraid of me. But one of the real reasons I did it was back in the day when me and my dad were farmen, and the county came through and they worked on my road. And our milk house was right on the road. So the county said, we'll take care of you. Don't worry. We'll take care of you. So they left, and they left a big pile of dirt in front of my milk house door, which was going to go into my milk house every time it rained.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't help me. So somebody said, call Senator Breske. He'll help you. I called Senator Breske. 2 days later, I had a blacktop driveway. And ever since then, I learned how to call the politician. And, you know, Senator Breske really helped me a lot. I don't really need help from Senator Breske anymore. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. Right. But when I try to reach out to other legislators, it's a really hard task to get someone to answer the phone.
Isn't that number one? It's been a long time since I've heard Senator Roger Breske, who is a very beloved figure for a long time in terms of office. But it does really come down to, and I think a lot of folks these days, in recent years, when we talk about politics, you get into these emotional discussions about hot button issues when so much of, especially local and state government, is about servicing the constituents, isn't it? I guess that is something that came across in that story. Is that along the lines of how you see the role of local and state government, servicing the constituents?
That's my goal. You know, when you talk to a politician, they are supposed to have a lot more power than your average person. Like, for instance, my sister just went in for a stress test, and I told her no chemical stress test, but so she had to have it through insurance. She had to have it all pre-approved. And so she went in there. She was supposed to have the treadmill stress test. The doctor decided she needed the chemical stress test. At the end of the day, she got a bill for $10,000. First stress test, number one, for $10,000. But number two, that would give me a heart attack. Right. You need someone that can help you. And I told her, you know, I always tell everybody, call your representative, because that ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just ain't right. You need someone that can speak for you, because she couldn't have fixed that.
You said that getting into elected politics was not something that you were looking to do, that you were asked by friends and neighbors to step up and be part of local government, both at the community level in Wittenberg and Shawnee County as a whole. What are some of the, maybe since you've been involved in serving in government, some of the issues that you've either most enjoyed working on in terms of helping your community, or you feel are most significant in terms of what you've done so far in your elected offices?
Well, you know, right now I just get to work with a lot of roads and a lot of construction, the local. But in the county, I'm on human services, so I get to help a lot of people that need help, I hope. You know, there's a lot of people that work for me. We just make a lot of decisions. But even in the county, when I started the county, I just wanted to kind of be the person that helped,
mm-hmm.
that made decisions. And all of a sudden I'm chair of three departments on the county level, which I didn't really want to do that either, but
you keep getting dragged in, don't you?
I keep getting dragged in, and I'm enjoying it. I'm, you know, every step makes me a little more nervous.
Mm.
I just want to do the right thing. I want to help people, and that's about it.
Again, we're talking to Bill Swatala, who is running as a Democrat for the 87th Assembly District here in Central Wisconsin on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Let's talk about the assembly. And obviously, taking this step is another step in terms of going out there and asking for votes and trying to add another elected position for yourself. And you said it. I mean, you've been somebody that likes to be. I like to say on this program, there are worker bees, and then there are workhorses and show horses. And it looks as though you're very much involved as being a workhorse in both Wittenberg and Shawnee County. As you said, you seem to have a lot on your plate. Why take this step? Why try to run for the state assembly, which, again, is not easy for any Democrat, I think, in this part of the state? What ultimately got you into this race?
Well, truly, I believe the government is there for the people. And the way I see it right now, the government is more for the people on the higher end, and I'm definitely on the lower end. Do I need to do this? I certainly don't. But again, I want to help the people on the lower end. I want to be a people person to speak for the people. You know, the people that really need the help, the mm-hmm. people that can't afford the insurance, the people that can't afford their rent. You know, there's a lot of people out there that can't afford it,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot more people out there that can't afford it.
Let's talk about some of those issues. And again, it's interesting that you bring up right away some of the bread and butter issues, because I think if you look at perhaps some of the issues that are being discussed by the Republicans who are running for the same seat, a lot of them do involve social issues about, and not to say that they're not important as well, because I do think there are differences between the two parties in terms of whether they're economic or social issues. But is it an accident, or is it really something that when you decided, hey, the issues that I'm going to run on, bread and butter as opposed to social, would that be fair to say?
Absolutely fair to say. Let's face it. So my family is from Chicago, and I'm a florist. Now think about that—a florist in Wittenberg, Wisconsin.
Right.
1,000 people, sometimes more, sometimes less. I'm not getting rich, but I love what I do,
mm-hmm.
and I do it for family. You know, I do it because we can do it there. You know, I go to breakfast every day with my sister. I go to lunch every day with my sister and my family. You know, I'm really about family. I'm about being able to live a life and enjoy your life, not just have to make money to pay the bills.
Have you been able to see any specific areas in terms of what is being done and maybe what's not being done in Madison that you would specifically say, hey, this is an area that needs to have something done. I see a pathway to have something done. Because obviously you have a lot of focus on your community, but at the same time, if you are able to be successful in November, you would go to Madison and work as a member of the state assembly. What have you seen in Madison, obviously, with rather large majorities of Republicans over the last couple of years? The hope is with some of the line changes that that will be tightened up for anybody that goes to Madison as a Democrat in 2025. What are the specific areas that maybe you've seen that have been talked about and what you would like to be involved in the state assembly?
Well, I can tell you one thing for sure right now is on our ballot, the yes or no vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, when I'm just sitting back listening, I tend to vote with the Democrats. So, you know, I knew I was coming on here today, so I knew I was going to have to kind of know
mm-hmm.
whether I should vote yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, people should read up on this because it's important. They're trying to stop Evers from being able to help people with emergency funds. That's one of the issues. Why would you want to stop your governor from helping people with emergency funds when those are what they're given for? You know, at this point, if you don't trust Evers to make that decision, we're in a little bit of trouble, right?
When you look at some of the actions recently done, because there's been a lot of friction between the governor and the leadership of the Republicans in both the state assembly and the state senate. We've seen cases where we still have a rather significant surplus because there has not been an agreement in terms of whether that money should go towards different programs or towards significant tax cuts. You've seen issues similar to what the questions are on this ballot, where there's been money that has been appropriated for issues such as PFAS and others that sits there because the Republicans have been able to slow down the process of having that money put into use as it was appropriated. Let's start with the surplus. What do you think should be done with that money? Should it be done? Are there issues that you see that would be good to use that money for, or would you want to see it given back as tax cuts? Do you have any? What's your ideas on that?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I always love tax cuts, but you know, whenever there's a surplus, we're at an advantage to have a surplus. So let's come together and find good uses for it. I've already paid my taxes, so to give it back is, you know, kind of foolish. And any businessman would say the same thing. And we do have a lot of issues. We have roads, we have bridges. I know of two bridges right now, one in the town of Wittenberg, not the village, the town of Wittenberg, just to get that right, that's been broken, and people are concerned for a long time, and it's been put off because he can't find the right amount of funding to fix it. One is in the town of Bowler. That whole road has been closed for years because they can't find the money to fix their bridge.
We're going to come back in just over a minute, talk more issues with Bill Switala, who is running for the 87th Assembly District, unopposed for the primary, and then in November will be the Democratic nominee against either Corey Sillars or Brent Jacobson, the Republican, who ultimately wins the primary next Tuesday. The time is 8:49. More to come in just over 1 minute. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We did talk a little bit about economic issues, but I'm going to ask you about social issues, because that is something that folks are also talking about over the last few years, in the last couple of years, since Roe v. Wade was taken off the books by the United States Supreme Court. The state of Wisconsin has had gone through some... Again, I would call it friction. I like using that word. There's always friction on there. And I talked to one of the Republican candidates recently. We talked about this issue. And just in the last week or so, the state of Iowa has a new abortion law that's out there that basically is an abortion ban. I guess I would ask you, what are your thoughts on where the state of Wisconsin is, where it should be going in terms of reproductive rights for women?
Well, I was raised by a wonderful mother and a wonderful grandmother. They were both very strong women and could make their own decisions. Definitely did make their own decisions. I have a wife and five daughters that also make their own decisions and are very good at making their own decisions. I am definitely for a woman's right to choose.
Government philosophy. Because I think that, you know, in terms of what... You said it. You're a business owner. Obviously, in that case, you, as you said, you've had to deal with government. Do you have a basic government philosophy that you would take to Madison to kind of add to what you talked about previously? Maybe the areas that you think government can be most helpful in, maybe areas that government should stay out of as well. What's your basic philosophy when it comes to government?
Well, one of the other reasons I ran was, you know, back in the day when I did the farm and most definitely the restaurant, you know, my utility bills were high and they were regulated by the government, and they are no longer regulated by the government, and I am no longer a restaurant owner. So, you know, you can kind of look at that. When I started the restaurant, my electric bill was $250, and Senator Bresky would help me with that. When they wanted to shut me off, because it's tough. You know, I'd say to the electric company, give me a week. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to make this money. If you shut me off, I can't make this money. Oh, nope, they were going to shut me off. Well, I'd call Roger Bresky, and guess what? They wouldn't shut me off. And guess what? I paid my electric bill because I knew I had to. It wasn't because I didn't want to. It was because I didn't have the funds at that minute. You know, and everybody says, figure it out. I'm in a position now where I can figure it out. I'm in a comfortable position. I certainly don't need to be doing this, but I know what happens if you don't have people helping you. So I don't know if I answered your question, but regulating the money, when it's time to do that is something I think is important.
It sounds as though, I mean, so often when we talk to political candidates, whether it's from a Democratic side or Republican side, there's always been this sense that the Republican side is looking after the business owner. It sounds as though you come at it with a business owner's perspective, but maybe in a different way of what is needed to help business owners. Would that be fair to say?
I think absolutely fair to say. I'm not a politician, but when we started our flower shop, you know, my mother was really concerned about how much we marked everything up, because back then I believe there was a law that said you have to mark it up for fair, you know, gain. So, you know, down the road after 35 years, so many small businesses are gone. And part of that reason is because, and I don't want to say not fair, but when I sell an Easter lily for $15, it's because I had to mark it up that much.
Mm-hmm.
When Walmart sells the Easter lily, they're trying to bring in a customer. So they're putting me out of business, because this year was even the worst. I could not even buy Easter lilies for the price that Walmart was selling them. So as a small business, I was done selling Easter lilies.
They don't have to sell an Easter lily, is the bottom line, right?
Right,
They just need people to come and see what the price is.
Right.
Maybe they're interested because they're going to buy something else. And the whole idea of Main Street business. As you said, I mean, you're looking at it from the outside, but do you have any ideas on how the state government could help Main Street business if you were to get into office?
Well,
as compared to, again, the conglomerates that, as you said, simply put, if they decide that they want to take somebody out of business, they have the ability.
The power.
But any specific ideas on maybe, again, I know that's kind of a big question, but.
It is a big question, and I don't know if I have the big answer
right, or
I can do it. But just going back to that simple rule that said you had to mark something up, a certain amount. What happened to service? You know, getting business with service. You know, where can you go and buy a refrigerator and have that person service it at the same time? You can't anymore.
And also, it comes down to tax policy, and that's one of the areas that you have to deal with as well. You know, state legislative position, that if you're focused completely on making sure that some of the biggest business gets the tax breaks, obviously that will leave some people behind. And I think that's what's one area that a lot of folks have been concerned about, being left behind for numbers of reasons. I'm very nervous about AI, and I'm very nervous about the technology that comes in that perhaps takes away some of the talents because you can be replaced so easily. There's a lot that yourself, whether it's at the local level or the state level, or people at the federal level have to deal with. There's so much coming at people these days, isn't there?
No, there definitely is. And you know, they say it's not about government, but it's all about government, because that's who's coming after you, and that's what they want. You know, they want to ban books. Who you know, when I raised seven children. I had four stepchildren and three of my own children. And you know, they all turned out pretty fair, and I didn't, you know, in the beginning, I didn't let them watch some channels like wrestling. Some of that wrestling was kind of stupid.
I agree.
My older son kind of laughed at me, because then when I left the house, of course, he turned it on. But I was able to regulate what my kids watched and what I didn't want them to watch, and they turned out all right. I didn't need the government to help me.
So I guess we're going to have to leave it here. We're coming to the end of the hour, but we'll definitely get you back on, I hope, sometime soon as the general election campaign gets underway. Thanks for making the trek over. I always appreciate Wittenberg. My mom went to Wittenberg High School.
Oh, really?
So back in the day. So back before it was even Wittenberg-Burnwood. And I lived in Galloway when I was a very young kid, so right in that area. So always appreciate the folks from Wittenberg. But Bill Swatala, candidate for the State Assembly, thank you, and we'll talk again sometime soon.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Coming up, an information update, and then hour number two of the show, Chad Holmes Schultz.